USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More than 3,000 flights within the U.S. are experiencing delays, and another 40 have been canceled. That's according to data from the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers returning home, contributing to a bustling atmosphere at airports and on roadways. The total number of people who have traveled during this holiday season has surpassed 115 million. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. As reported by the U.S. Labor Department, initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending December 23rd. This marks the second consecutive rise in jobless claims. The former commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says the southern border is increasingly porous due to a surge of individuals seeking entry into the U.S. A strong critic of the Biden administration, Morgan views these surges as de facto amnesty.
This administration and the Democrats, they see a perceived political benefit from open borders in two ways. One, remember, illegal immigration is counted as part of the census. And then the last one, they believe that every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote.
The White House and Senate Democrats are working on a plan to impose stringent limits on asylum, expand detention capacities, and increase deportations. A new study has found that social media companies like Meta, X, and TikTok have made over $11 billion in revenue from minors.
The information comes from a study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Researchers say the findings show a lack of self-regulation by the companies when it comes to ads and content targeting children. The company Meta, which owns Facebook, is already being sued by dozens of states for allegedly contributing to the mental health crisis. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is under scrutiny for her answer to a question about what caused the American Civil War.
I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley gave the answer during a town hall in New Hampshire Wednesday. The voter who asked her the question said he was surprised not to hear Haley mention slavery in her answer. Haley is the former governor of South Carolina, the first state to secede from the Union in the 1860s. She has professed a belief in states' rights causes in the past. The Biden campaign is capitalizing on Haley's omission, posting a retort to the social media site X that said, "It was slavery." Former President Trump refutes allegations that he bullied his way into a role in the 1992 film Home Alone 2. Trump, in a Truth Social post, claims that the film's director, Chris Columbus, pleaded with him to make a cameo appearance. The scene is set in the Plaza Hotel in New York, which Trump owned at the time. The statements come in response to Columbus asserting in an interview that he could only film at the Plaza if Trump was included in the movie, suggesting Trump forced his way into the film. Asthma patients are being advised that the widely used Flovent inhaler is being discontinued. GSK, the pharmaceutical company, has announced that it will be replaced with a generic version starting January 1st. The generic alternative is expected to function identically to Flovent. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.